For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is saying we've defeated the Islamic State in Syria. The White House has announced the Pentagon has been ordered to pull all U.S. troops out of Syria immediately. Not everyone agrees with the president, including Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio.
You know, people always celebrate when troops come home. That's a good thing. But you can't celebrate false security.
The decision to withdraw an American presence in Syria is a colossal, in my mind, mistake, a great error that's going to have significant repercussions in the years and months to come.
Officials at the White House are now pushing back at fellow Republicans, insisting the U.S. mission in Syria has been accomplished, and added that it's the president's prerogative to bring them home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The yeas are 71. The nays are 21. With Rudolph responding present.
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake used a little holiday humor in announcing Senate passage of a bill that will keep the government funded through early February. It's a critical step to avoid a partial shutdown of federal agencies this week. The vote came after President Trump backed down from his demand for $5 billion to build his border wall on the southern border. The House is expected to vote on the bill before the Friday deadline. Members of the House Hispanic Caucus were appalled after visiting the customs facility in New Mexico, where a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl was treated before she died. New Mexico Democrat Ben Ray Lujan.
What I would describe as inhumane holding cells, where we saw children with adults in overcrowded facilities with a shared toilet, completely open.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former first daughter has a new children's book. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chelsea Clinton working on a picture book about endangered animals. Penguin Young Readers announcing that the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton is collaborating with illustrator Gianna Marino on Don't Let Them Disappear. Scheduled for an April 2nd release, the book will celebrate whales, tigers, and other animals and will provide advice on how to help preserve them. Ms. Clinton said in a statement that she wanted to help young people learn that some animals are in, quote, desperate need of our attention. Her previous works include She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World, and Start Now, You Can Make a Difference. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate version of the First Step Act will now be sent to the House, which is expected to pass it and then send it to President Trump, who has announced he will sign it. John Clemens reports.
The First Step Act, which passed the Senate 87-12, is a massive overhaul of the criminal justice system. Mr. Trump declared, "This will keep our community safer and provide hope for a second chance to those who earn it." I spoke to Heather Rice Minus of Prison Fellowship, who tells us the First Step Act will provide incentives to those incarcerated.
Incarcerated men and women will be assigned programming based on individualized risk assessments, and there's going to be incentives to complete those programs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.